Hey, Vikings fans, welcome to Buffalo, New York. That's where we are at the team hotel. We've just arrived in advance of tomorrow's game against the Bills. I have Vikings Radio Network analyst Greg Coleman with me, and we want to talk to Greg because Greg was a punter in the NFL for the Vikings, and you spent a lot of time punting outside. That's what Jeff Locke, our punter, and Blair Walsh, our kicker, they're going to have to do that tomorrow. It's supposed to be very windy here, something you're used to.
It's always windy here in Buffalo. Early in my career, after getting released by Cleveland, I almost signed with Buffalo. And that was one of the most deciding factors and reasons that I did not, because it was windy. I had a few other choices. I needed a job, but Buffalo is always windy. And what Jeff faced last week, every punter and kicker in the National Football League is going to face windy days. But the most difficult ones are the crosswinds. And that's what Jeff had a tough time with last week. It was a crosswind. You can deal with a wind that's straight on or behind you, but the crosswind, especially for a punter, the most difficult thing is to have the confidence to extend the ball on your drop and then try to not let the wind take it. Wabi, if it takes a fraction of an inch, that throws the whole computer off, so you have to reset and recalculate. And that's what Jeff was struggling with last week. He had a great week of practice this week, was out Friday. He hit some good balls. It was still windy. But he got those shoulders forward and extended that arm, lowered the drop table a little bit, and he was hitting them just fine.
You may have to do that tomorrow because it's supposed to be windy. Fortunately, it rained here today, but it's not going to rain tomorrow. It's not supposed to. But that's part of the pregame activity for Jeff Locke and Blair Walsh, isn't it?
Well, and then determining which way the wind is going, and then they'll tell Mike Prefer, the special teams coordinator, you know, their preferred way to kick. But sometimes, especially here in Buffalo, it'll change between pregame and the first quarter, second quarter, halftime. You just never know, so you always have to stay on your P's and Q's.
Talking about the team as a whole, we're looking for a win here, and we can use one in a bad way. Tell everyone what a road win can do for a team's confidence.
It's amazing because, number one, it's tough to win on the road, especially in a tough, hostile environment like Buffalo. The way that we've lost the last few games that we lost, they weren't just losses. I mean, there were some disappointing parts to the football game. In talking with Mike Zimmer, Mike, because your guys have great weeks of practice, why can't they transfer what they do in practice to the games? And that's the biggest piece, because they hustle, they're executing and all of those things. So collectively, somewhere between Saturday and Sunday, these guys have got to put it all together. And I think there's a urgency, not a panic, but there's a sense of urgency that they got to put it all together.
Going to go get some buffalo wings?
No, sir. I am a barbecue connoisseur, and there are a couple of good barbecue joints here in Buffalo.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us. Have a good call tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Greg Coleman, Pete Bursich, and Paul Allen will have the call of the game tomorrow on the Vikings Radio Network. It's Vikings and Bills at noon from Buffalo.